Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brother Justice Barr. Listen to the truth, brothers. If you don't listen to the truth, then the truth ain't in you. Peace.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the truth, brother, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F. And
there you go. And we will be monitoring the chat room because the producer Supreme Candace is under the weather, which leads me to have to fill her shoes.
Yay! I mean, get the people
there
going.
There you go. Right. So how was your week?
Man, I had a pretty decent week, man. I can't even complain. So I saw a lot of people, saw a lot of old friends and everything like that. Saw something I didn't want to see this weekend. Shouts out to True Brother Ray for showing me that. But other than that, man, yeah, had a pretty decent week, man. What about yourself?
Good week, man. We had to put in a lot of work. This is going to be a very, very special show.
Yes.
We have a very special guest coming in the second hour.
Yeah, WVON's Perry Small will be joining us today, so we want to applaud that. Thank her for taking the time out of her schedule to, man, at least sit down with us.
Yeah, she's slumming.
Yeah.
She's slumming big time.
I don't know why I don't even know why she did it. I think we tricked her.
Yeah, some pictures.
Yeah, got some, you know, got to wear that GCI t-shirt.
Right.
Oh, right. Man, you crazy on that one. But
we got the chat room wide open, man.
Yeah,
we're looking for
down.
Your comments, man. This is going to be a very, very special show.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped, man. You know, like I said, we're going to the name of the actual topic of this show, Batman, the Gun, and Your Rights, which if you don't know what that means by now, something's a tad might be off with you. But we actually basically goes to gun violence, gun control, you know, especially after the shooting. And another thing, we want to send out our condolences to the families again out there in Colorado.
That's right.
Who had to deal with these tragedies. Prayers and thoughts are out with you guys. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into gun control. And are you for gun control? Are you against gun control? Why? And basically the gun violence that's in our communities
that's
as well.
Right. And since you're giving condolences, let's also give our condolences to Sherman Hemsley and also Miss Melody.
No doubt. Got to say what's up to them. Shouts out. But while we in that mood right there, we're going to say what's up to B. Cole. Got to shout him out. He got a show this Wednesday, people, August 1st. Need to check the man out. Very funny dude. And he also got a new YouTube series called The Magnetic Lounge. That's something.
Check it out.
Yeah, definitely good look. Also, while we was giving out condolences, I meant to say to the family of the Titans wide receiver, O.J. Murdoch, died from a suicide today, man.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Craziness, man. I really, definitely send the man condolences out to that family. That was a good dude. I actually followed him.
Okay.
Now, you know, so
okay.
I knew what type of dude he was. So he was a pretty good brother. Welcome home to some people, man. My friend of mine, Sosa, he actually touched back down in Chicago today. Say what's up to him. And to Marshall Jr., he's back home after doing 3 tours in Iraq. So we definitely want to say what's up to him as well.
That's right.
And home.
Wow.
Welcome
home. 3 tours in Iraq, man. That's 2 tours that I couldn't do.
I got 3 more than I could do. And a friend of ours, Shirley Ann Woodard. We want to wish her a speedy recovery because she went through surgery, and want to make sure she comes home okay. Say what's up to Wallace Edwards, and want to give a special shout out to the people over at change.org. They're from the Sarah Cruzan organization about, you know, getting, basically trying to get her out of jail after everything that happened. So we definitely got to give them a shout out. People, if you get a chance, go on change.org/freesarahcruzan. You need to look at that and check that out.
That's right. Matter of fact, we'll be getting an update from them maybe next week.
Yeah,
Carrie. We'll get something going. Also, I see Jawan's in the chat room. What's up? Justice is in the chat room, man. We're about to get it primed.
Yeah, but real quick,
you was giving out websites, anybody who's got any questions about the health care that has made it past the Supreme Court, go to healthcare.org.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare.org, and that will give you all the answers to any questions that you have. I've been meaning to get that out for a while.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of concerns. No, I'm just playing.
All right.
It's free to me. But no, and to our DJ B-Days, Adrian Howe, Yaquel Swaspy, Jessica Carney, and Sherry Mead, happy birthday to all of you guys. And we love you.
There you
go. True Brothers Radio.
All right. Everything out the way?
Yes, sir. We are ready to roll.
Cool. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bob Christina's Other Brother Lover Rubbers. For when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Flavor Flav bath salts. Yeah, boy, Flavor Flav says if you don't have a brain, eat one.
Check this out. 13-month-old baby rushed to hospital after ingesting cocaine.
What?
Yeah, dig this. A 34-year-old grandmother sought by Paul.
There it is, 34-year-old grandmother.
Sought by Palmetto police after her grandson allegedly ingested crack cocaine, surrendered to authorities Tuesday afternoon, and the woman's 22-year-old boyfriend was taken into custody that evening. Ebony Daniel turned herself in at 5:35 p.m. after arrest warrants were issued for her, and Charlie Martin charged both with possession of cocaine, cruelty to children in the first degree, and reckless conduct.
Parents of the year.
Martin contacted police Tuesday and told them he planned to turn himself in, police said, and he too was in custody that by nightfall. The investigation began when a mother of a 13-year-old South Fulton County boy brought him into Newman Hospital about 5 p.m. Saturday, saying her child had ingested cocaine. The toddler's 17-year-old mother is considered a witness and has not been charged. Sergeant Lee Gregg.
Wait a minute, the mother isn't being charged?
No, mother isn't being charged. I guess she probably.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about the grandmother.
The grandmother,
that's
right.
Because Granny was babysitting.
There you go. With her 22-year-old boyfriend.
Granny.
Getting it in.
Wow.
Anyway, officers were told that the boy, whose name was not released, had ingested cocaine at the home of the boy's mother and her boyfriend on we're not going to give the address out. We don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
The child was transferred to Children's Medical Healthcare of Atlanta, and he was admitted to the hospital for observation and tested positive for crack cocaine. Saturday night, Palmetto police executed a search warrant for the boy's home. And evidence was found and collected at the residence. The child has since been released from the hospital, and investigators said that they are awaiting toxicology reports to determine how much cocaine he had ingested.
Wow.
Dig that, people.
Wow.
How proud of it. Oh, and
34-year-old grandma.
Just so we know to get it clear, knuckles, they black. Just to get it in there. Actual knuckles.
Wow. 818-514-1202. Just absolutely. Well,
that's why it's terrible truth. That's all right. Horrible. Go
ahead. Since we on the parental tip, mom left kids inside truck while at strip club.
Got to get it in.
A mother is facing child neglect charges after allegedly leaving her two children ages 3 and 5 inside a car Tuesday night while she went into a popular Tampa Strip Club.
Yep.
That's right.
I told you, Dave, to watch it. Magic Mike is on.
Had it not been for the Mons Venus managers and the regular customers, Tampa police said it could have been much worse for Brandy Jo Roman, 28, and her two children. Mons Venus manager Gene Burns said Roman tried to get into the club the first time, but she didn't have any money and went back to her car. She said Roman wound up slumped over the wheel. A short time later, she came back in the club. She had gathered up quarters and dollars to pay the cover charge. How do you think she got that money?
Scripting.
There you go. Priming the pump.
Oh. She probably worked the B shift.
Probably.
No, she didn't work there. I know she didn't. I'm just saying,
right.
Though. She's
a
probably a stripper somewhere at the Itchy Cat.
Right. Right. A customer identified as John. Wow.
Penis.
Watched the incident unfold and realized Ronan's condition was not good. He ran across the busy highway and flagged down two Tampa police officers in the area. When they made it back to the club, Roman was still inside. Burns said the door was unlocked and a container of alcohol was in the truck, and the truck was running. The kids could have got out and ran along the highway or threw the truck into gear or drank the alcohol.
It was alcohol in the truck?
In the truck, and the truck was running, and she's inside.
Y'all chill
throwing
out.
Dollars.
Yep, y'all chill out here. Here,
and this is a male strip club. I mean, this isn't the strippers aren't male. This is a male club with the female strippers, and she in there throwing dollars up.
Yeah, told your daddy to watch you. Magic Mike was on, or Magic Michelle.
There you go. Talk about it. Look, someone want to get this dollar between my baby fat.
That's nasty.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's the truth. When the officers approached the vehicle, they found the children unattended. The 3-year-old was crying, and a can of malt liquor was in plain view of the truck.
Yep. Here, y'all sit back, enjoy
and
yourself.
And the 5-year-old said what you want.
Yep, y'all sit back. Here's a couple Coronas. I'll be out in a minute.
With the lemon zettle.
I thought he was lying for that, but whatever. I'm not a drinker, so I don't know. But
yeah, I think it is lying.
Whatever, man. Can't we do right?
No.
Everything's backwards.
818-514-1202.
I don't get people anymore. Like, that's just where I'm at. I don't get you take your babies to the strip club for what? You can't wait, and it probably was daytime. It ain't even like it was nighttime where they could at least been asleep and the ride there. I'm not trying to justify it.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Wow. Just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, is the strip club that powerful?
I don't. You know, I've never been to a strip club. I've never been to a strip club. I wouldn't know personally. This is Devon talking, people. I don't.
Yeah, well, hey. Yeah.
I'm just saying because people might confuse us.
No, they're not going
to confuse
us.
I'm sure the young one.
I've been to one strip club in America.
We got to ask Ken.
In America. I've been overseas, but. Yeah, there's laws here in America.
Oh, so you saying they can do the Camorra trick over there? And
they got stuff overseas that
straighten your life out.
Once you've been overseas, you come here and like, oh well, yeah, whoopee, yeah, I'm good.
All she did was take down the horse. That's it. That's where you at.
That's messed up.
You want to impress me? Here
you go. Yeah, we gonna go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
And more Terrible Truth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black card, black card, black on black. Black broad, whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Who What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, word, Chi-Town, Southside, worldwide, cause I rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one waist, two jacks, one wall, 20 plaques, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, five mics, go get it, rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prom dated, barbershop player hated, mom and pop boot lazy, so like it rained to the roof caved in. Two words, shot town, raised crazy.
I was for the sing the song, man. We back. Woo, man. Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. We're back with more Terrible Truth, and I hope you guys are ready for the next story. We see everybody in the chat room. Thank y'all for tuning in. We see everybody in the on the board listening by phone. We want to thank you for tuning in as well. Again,
yeah, I want to know who Star Child is.
I don't know what they say to you. Did they provoke you or something?
No, I just that's cool. Okay. I had never seen that name before.
See, we're
could be someone new. That's new family, man.
Right. See, we're the interactive type. We like to get in there with our people, man. You know what I'm saying? So this is love for us. We love this. And like
they're sticking their tongue out at
us. Two girls, one cup. Anyway. Yeah. I just real quick, people.
No,
I know
no,
real quick. This weekend, when I had said earlier that True Brother Ray showed me something for the first time this weekend, I'm at a certain age, I guess, yeah, that this was my first time actually seeing two girls, one cups. Somebody said they want to hear the Tarot Dome. this is my first time actually checking out Two Girls, One Cup, thanks to True Brother Ray. Needless to say, wasn't happy at all.
Moving right along. Justice just asked, what's going on with the kids in Chicago going into the store stealing jeans?
I haven't heard anybody stealing jeans.
Oh,
like
no,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, these group of kids bum rushed like a Gap, and it was a mob of them, and they all hit the store at the same time and started stealing stuff and then rushed out.
You know what?
Whole mob thing is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I seen something like that. These people ran like it was like 11 people walking to a convenience store.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now, right.
And just start taking stuff and running right back out. So, yeah, whatever. People are dumb anyway. And speaking of dumb.
Yep.
Ohio woman attempts to break into jail, demands to be arrested.
Well, all right.
And allegedly
didn't have to go through all of that. Come right on in.
There you go. Yeah, we'll see. I got a picture. Anyway, an alleged drunken Ohio woman baffled local law enforcement officers when she tried to break in the county jail and demanding that she be arrested. Officials said Tiffany Hurd had been attempting to get into jail by climbing a barbed wire fence.
There you go.
Leroy was only going to be there for another week, and she needed hers. Anyway, Tiffany Hurd, 36, went to Butler County Jail Saturday morning when deputies saw her attempting to climb over the barbed wire fence. She was advised to leave by staff and refused and said, "I want to be arrested."
Now.
A correctional officer saw her lying in the fence earlier as he was leaving the jail after finishing his shift. Deputies advised her to leave. She again refused by saying, "I want to be arrested.
Right now.
Now give it to me.
And I mean now."
I don't
know what to tell you.
Yet another fail.
Yep.
Yet another fail.
Yep. I hope they accommodated her.
With what?
Letting her in. She want in, let her in.
Well, but then again, here's the thing, though. you're breaking into jail, right? You're breaking into, if it was me, I'm just going to assume that it was a men's jail.
Why?
Because
I think they would have told you that.
I saw a picture of the woman. Yeah, she was breaking into men's jail to get her a piece. I'm just being 100. That's how I feel right now.
Tragic.
It is. The most dangerous thing I've seen this year.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, yeah.
Keeps people going?
I guess. I mean, yeah. Why would you break? Yeah. I just don't know. I guess that's what you said. I don't see how. 818-514-1202. Someone call and give me your input. But do you really think that ugly people have a hard time getting lucky?
Yeah.
You think so? You really think?
Oh yeah.
Ugly people go through a drought.
Yeah, Moose sisters ain't getting laid, man.
Gewuffa bears ain't.
Yeah, they not getting
there's
laid.
There's no market for Gewuffa bears.
I mean, there is, but the market's real slim.
The market's real slim.
I mean, it's a small.
How many you've seen pregnant ugly people before?
Yeah, but.
818-514-1202. Come on.
Just to say the new meaning of being shaken down.
Right.
I didn't even know people. See, this is how you know the world's going to hell. See.
Okay. How do we know?
Who ugly is to the bone? Just to say ugly is to the bone.
It
no.
is, right.
But my question is, I mean, my statement is, who breaks into jail? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Unless the economy is that bad where you can't eat. Like, why are you breaking into jail?
Because I need a place. I have no clue, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. But whatever. Big Shirley? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're about right. Just to say Big Shirley.
Right, but Big Shirley has somebody.
Coach,
so that's what I'm saying.
But it was a dummy.
But it don't matter.
I understand.
It doesn't matter.
Saying.
So, I mean, I just don't. Do you think it's really hard for ugly people?
I don't say it's hard. It's just not as easy as it is for the cute ones. That makes sense?
Yeah, I guess.
To me, it means that the booger bears are just not. The Gewuffa bears are just having problems because. You know, it's not.
You just say Buttercup is known to shake down a cell block. Justice is sick, man.
Whatever. I'm gonna post the picture up on our site a little later. This woman, yeah, she looks like Ron Artest with a wig.
Okay. Yeah, let me ask you this: 818-514-1202. Somebody out there, tell me. Has an ugly person ever bagged you? Has anyone ever fell for the ugly person's line or the flattery? The ugly guy or the ugly girl? Someone,
before we get gorilla pimping. Nah, but here's real quick before we get into that, we got to tell everybody our second hour conversation will be the Batman, the gun, and your rights. We'll be bringing it up with our special guest. Coming in later will be Perry Smalls. This is the terrible truth. Now, my thing is, what? Give me an ugly person line. I'm just asking. Not that, you know, I'm just asking.
I don't know. I mean,
ugly woman
they
gonna get
you? Yeah, but I mean, they're going to get you with flattery. They're going to flatter you. They're going
to. But you, yeah.
They're going to, oh, wait, you need the tires? I hear some tires.
Oh, yeah. They're going to come with something. Yeah, ugly people
pay.
Ugly people pay. I'm sorry.
That's messed. Not pay like that.
I mean, dude, they've been paying since birth, though, if you think.
Wow.
They have. They've been paying since birth. Like, everything has just been awful for them. So, you know, like, you ever had an ugly kid walk up to you and you just say, oh, them shoes are nice, dude, with them Jordans? You ain't ever had that?
Okay. Yeah, well, okay, right.
That's what I'm saying. So,
right. Oh, you so cute. Right.
Nah, see, with
ugly people don't tell you so.
What's that? No, ugly people. No, I'm saying, like, have you ever approached an ugly person is what I'm saying. And you ever told, and you ever acknowledged something on them is what I'm asking you. Like, told them, oh, my God, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen or something like that. Have you ever done anything? So, normally when you see an ugly person, you describe something that they have on. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Or
look
you
at that
say,
shirt. That is
right,
nice.
Right, or. Man, club is about to close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen an ugly girl crying?
10 minutes to close. 10 minutes to close.
That's kind of messed
everybody
up.
Everybody move.
Yeah, lady, you got donuts falling out your pockets. Like, that's what's crazy. Like, we treat ugly people a lot worse than we treat the more attractive people. Like, you ever seen a gorgeous girl? Like, you ever seen a gorgeous girl crying? You'll do every. Hey, girl, what are you crying for? That is, you are too beautiful to be out here crying.
Really?
But you ever see, oh, dude, you, come on.
And ugly and girl so, crying.
Nah, ugly girl, you be like, hey, girl, get off my car. Like, move with all that.
Try to get out of here.
Damn, what's these problems with these woofer bears? Just
okay,
seem it's
so,
cool.
Yep, so everybody out there in the audience never got bagged by the ugly person.
Would you admit it?
It's radio. It ain't like we can see him.
Sometimes you don't want to relive that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to relive bagging that ugly chick.
Okay. I got you. I got you. Okay.
I'm just saying. Did you? Hey.
Yeah.
Have you ever, an ugly one ever bagged you, man? You ever got an ugly chick?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. It's radio. What did you just say that?
Well, no. They see our picture.
What's that?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm waiting on the answer, bro.
I just told you.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Ugly to the bone. Hit your story.
A puppet master rehearses with a puppet of Russian. Oh no! Hold on. That's the wrong story.
Boy, this is Truth Brothers Radio, isn't it?
A professional puppeteer who acted out Bible stories at his church plotted from his Florida home to torture and cook and eat children, authorities say. Ronald William Brown, 57, of Largo, is charged with conspiring to kidnap a child and possession of child pornography. This is someone who got puppets. Investigators say they found child pornography on his computer, as well as online chats with another man talking about killing and dismembering a specific boy at Brown's church.
Mm-hmm.
Plotting. The 29-page affidavit filed in federal court in Tampa. The images are said to be graphic, depicting children bound and gagged, and other terrible acts. And some appeared to look dead. The pair discussed killing children as young as two and discussed what different body parts would taste like. Just absolutely ridiculous.
I don't.
Yeah. That's why you watch the. Hey, you had to hire these clowns at your birthday party. You're hiring this dude is a puppeteer at the church telling Bible stories with puppets.
Yep. I'm telling you, in a minute they're gonna just hire the costume for the pedophile from Family Guy, just being able to walk up into your house, man. That's
just terrible, man. You gotta watch. Watch people who love doing stuff for the kids. I don't mean to be mean, but you gotta watch that.
Yeah, you can't trust everybody. That's the thing. Nowadays, people just seem like they can trust anybody or anybody to be around the kid. Nah, we don't do that. But we can trust that. We must take this break again. We'll be right back with more Terrible Truth and more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Yvonne from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop-doo, skittle-bag, Wrist Down, Lady Boys, Fairies, Sweetness, Drag Queens, Switch Hitters, Asperger's, White Beards, something like that.
Thanks, Avon. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, on up the morning.
True Brothers Radio.
Murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Lucifer, Lucifer, on up the morning.
So you need to change your attitude for the asking what happened to you. Lord forgive him, he got them dark balls.
True Brothers Radio, and we're back. That's the church along with the puppeteer.
There you go. Devil music
there
for
you
the
go.
New millennium. My question is, if anybody wants to know what a white beard is, call True Brothers Radio. We'll definitely make sure we inform y'all
that's
on what a light beard. No, because a lot of women that don't say gay promotion is very, very powerful. It's very powerful.
There you go.
We got a lot of people not saying gay now, which is great. That's awesome. And we just want people to know because they like, hey.
Help them out.
Yeah, help them out. We're here to learn. And we're here to teach as well.
Got
True Brothers Radio. So, anybody ready for some more jailbreaks? Check this out. North Carolina man thrown back in jail after refusing to leave. Now,
wait a minute,
yeah.
Man. So you got the female who wanted to get in.
Because she wanted it.
And the dude. Because he love it there.
Yep.
I'm not leaving. Why don't he just punch a guard?
Why
take it all the way to where they're going to put him out? Why don't he just punch the guard and say, all right, I'm staying.
Hey, man, you're free. Y'all just trying to separate me and Kenneth. It ain't happening. We were meant to be.
White beard.
There you go. See? A lot of people won't get it. In his first 3 hours of freedom following a 2-month stint behind bars, a North Carolina man didn't even make it past the jail grounds before getting thrown back in. Rodney Dwayne Valentine faces 75 more days in jail for trespassing after refusing to leave. Rodney Dwayne Valentine, 37, who has no permanent address, had been in Rockingham Jail since May 22nd for injury to personal property.
So he say three hots in a cot. Why leave?
Three hots. Three hots. What you call it?
Three hots in a cot.
And a cock.
No.
Rockingham County Sheriff Deputy Department Keith Sutherland said he was released last Saturday around 8 a.m. but stuck around for 5 hours arguing with officers insisting they drive him to a motel. They refused.
Drop me off.
We cannot transport anybody that gets out of jail.
You can give me a ride.
Valentine was charged with second-degree trespassing and is held on $500 bail. He could face up to 75 more days in jail and a fine. First off, First off, you're not getting that $75. Second off, he wants to be in there because that's home, which in a way that kind of eases me over to the homeless situation. Like that's sad,
right?
That's
but really he wanted sad. To go to a hotel.
He wasn't. He didn't want. He wasn't gonna
that
pay
was
for
he,
no. That was the.
That was
I mean,
the lure.
Yeah. That he probably.
You gonna tell me no? I'm gonna swing on you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why they tell him. You know, you're not going to be able to get out. I mean, you can get out, but they're not going to allow you to get out, and they can't drive you nowhere. That's why they tell you to have somebody up there to pick you up or whatever. But dude was homeless, like they say.
Right.
So what can you do about that? Hey, let it live. Live and learn.
That's what it is.
I guess.
I don't know. That's crazy.
But anyway, my only question is, though, that, like I was saying, it goes back to the homeless situation where you got people, like, I believe the lady was homeless who was trying to break into jail. She was figuring, like, yo, if I commit a crime, which you could have just robbed a liquor store, stole some jeans, and went to jail. Because she wanted a place. I believe, like, that's a lot of people. A lot of people are just not being able to a lot of people are just can't afford a place, or they not being able to get into somewhere, so they just end up robbing them. I mean, trying to get into jail because that's the only place they know,
right?
As well for a shelter, rather.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know. I guess I don't know.
You don't think that though?
I mean, I truly, I don't know. Maybe it's becoming a trend now then, and I don't know. That's kind of nuts to me. But 818-514-1202. I mean, do y'all think that people, that homeless people are trying to go to jail in order to have a roof over their head?
I do. I seriously believe that, though. I'm not even playing. I seriously believe that homeless people are breaking into jail because, not breaking in, but I believe they are trying to get arrested because they want a place to stay. You don't believe that?
No, I really don't. But I understand the logic of what you're saying.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're homeless and you're struggling to eat, you know if you go to jail, they're going to feed you.
Right.
If you're homeless, you know you're going to get a shower. You know you're going to do certain things there. So that's why I'm saying I believe they're trying to get into jail because it's almost like being taken care of. I don't think they see the severity of going to jail. They see more of, oh, man, it's a roof over my head. I won't get cold and all these other things. And I got a bed. I might have to share it with the murderer. But, hey, at least I've got somewhere to sleep. I stay with a murderer every day. I'm a homeless man. This is my life.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It makes a little bit more sense. It makes a little bit more sense to me that they want to go to jail. But speaking of somebody who could go to jail, the police say a mom hacked the school's computer system to change her kids' grades.
Well, that's parenting.
Yeah.
That's called going all out. That's tiger mom.
Yes, sir. And that's what it is she's saying, you're not going to tell me my kid's dumb. I ask him questions all the time and he answers them. So your way of judging them is all wrong. A Pennsylvania mother went to great lengths to see her children succeed when she logged into a school district computer system to change their grades. State police and school officials say Catherine Bensudo, 45, admitted to using password information obtained while employed as a secretary at the Northwestern Lehigh School District to log into the computer system on multiple occasions, according to authorities. Using District Superintendent Dr. Mary Ann Wright's sign-on and password, she changed a failing grade for her daughter to a medical exception in 2010 to a medical obsession in 2010 and bumped up a grade from a 98 to a 99 for her son.
What is the difference?
Yes.
That one grade point, huh?
I don't get that at all.
I don't know why they took that wrong. Make him a 99.
If you want, just give him the 100. That's what I was about
What's
to say.
What's the difference?
A is still an A.
Whatever.
With this new grade system, is the 98 an A?
Yes.
Okay, because, yeah, I know they got a new grading system. Where,
yeah,
like,
they ain't got
yeah.
no new grading system like that. Yeah, it's still an A.
I think like a 95 or something is a B, but whatever.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, she also used Wright's information to gain access to emails and personal files.
Well, there you go, just in case.
Yeah. Authorities said Velasto also used employee password to access the district's human resource system. Velasto told police she logged into the system out of curiosity and boredom.
Yeah, it is.
The investigation began in February when Holum reported that a former employee had used the Wright's password and username to gain access to the district's computer system. Quote, we had a pretty good idea, unidentified employee, because the grades were changed. A teacher at the school district told the principal she had seen Wright's name as logging into the electronic grading system. After district officials contacted Wright to inquire about the viewing the student's grades, she ordered a shutdown of the district's computer system. At the time, I didn't quite have a grasp on the scope of what had happened, but I was immediately concerned for the protection and from protected information, Wright had said. We shut down the system within 3 hours of learning there was a potential problem.
Yeah. All righty then.
Hey.
All that to change your kids' grade. She just had an obsession with hacking or something then. That's just stupid.
Maybe she could have just been like, I want my kid to go to college. I don't know. Maybe that was
Dude,
the college.
Got an A. Okay.
I know, but she's not the brains of the family.
Right.
So.
I could see if he was qualifying for the slow plan and you want to bump them grades up a little bit to keep him off that short bus. I would totally get that. But But 93, and no, I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm going to make it a 98, though, because they might notice the 100.
No, it's 99, because she changed from a 98 to a 99.
I thought it was a 93 to a 98.
No.
Whatever.
A 90,
it's still dumb.
A 98 to a 99. Like, you gave him that 1 point. I think she was just trying to play with that, but to see if she could do it so next time she could come back around 75. Oh, no, sir. 94 is what he getting. Like, that's, I think that was more the case.
Wow.
But, hey, we love our people, man. We love them.
Just, it, well, how do you know it's, oh, okay, well, I just call it dumb. Dumb people. I hate people, period.
Really?
Oh, yeah, look, let's get something straight. I have no love for people. All of them. They just
cross the board.
Cross the board, just dumb. The one who broke into jail, the dude who didn't want to leave jail, the chick, all of them.
But them personal problems, man.
All of them.
Those are personal problems.
I'm all for putting them on a bus and driving them off a cliff. Yeah, hey, man.
No, I'm just saying that's slightly violent,
make,
man.
Really?
Just, yes,
it is. The thirty year old grandmama.
Yeah, 34.
Okay, the 34-year-old granny,
yeah,
who decided, hey, let me get it in with my 21-year-old.
22. So you
whatever, whatever. And yeah, oh, let the baby sniff. It'll make him grow faster. Put
nothing
her
like,
on the bus. No driver. Off the cliff.
Now I give you that. The lady, the Ebony Dame.
We about to get into Joker. We're about to get Joker, put him on,
yeah,
the bus off the cliff.
Now I give you that.
Now 818-514-1202. We got about 15 minutes before we get into this, but if y'all want to put together a cliff list, we can do that.
Oh.
Who would you like to put on the bus? Put them on a rocket ship and send them to the sun.
Yeah, on a real.
Who you
want to
do?
Real
you
want to
put on there?
I got one.
Mitt Romney. Let's get him on. Let's get him on.
Hey,
let's get him a ticket.
Though, what's your problem with the Mitt? I likes the Mitt. I'm playing. No, people, I'm playing.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Nah,
man.
Mick gets a first class. Sarah Palin. All of them. Put them on the ship.
Yeah, I mean, but no, honestly, though, the first one that I would put was the first. Did you see? It's a video out right now that's going pretty viral.
Justin said, you Hefner. I'm with him.
Oh,
whoa.
Put
the steamboat captain on the ship.
First off, let's take it easy on Hugh real fast. Let me tell you why. Hugh Hefner was the first person to show me breasts. So I'm cool with you.
Whatever. Just wait a little longer.
Now, yeah,
Donald Trump,
yeah, I give you
duck
that.
Hair. Put duck hair on the ship.
Yeah, there you go. I give you duck hair, but Hugh Hefner is a god. That's a
really?
Yeah.
Whatever, put him on the ship.
But no, it's just
come
real
on.
Quick. It
Let's
was
be
a,
honest. Come on.
No, I'm serious.
Jesse Jackson.
Junior.
Both of them.
Okay, well, yeah.
Both of them. He can get his depressed ass on the ship.
That's right. Yes.
I
ran
right.
out of activator. Why
okay.
won't they still right. make soul glow?
All right.
But anyway,
I'm
no.
All, hey, no.
But for real.
Jesse on the ship.
Jesse Jr. Mitt. Your girl, the 34-year-old.
The 34-year-old, she on the ship. These the first class tickets.
Okay.
These the Joker.
Yeah.
Joker gets on the ship.
Joker gets the ship. Who you got? Because I was thinking, it's this video going viral where a 9-year-old.
Yes, the 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Put him on the matter of fact. You can put him in the engine room.
There you go. The 9-year-old beating up the babies. The dude that threw his girlfriend and their 3-month-old baby off a second-story window, they go on the ship.
Come on, people.
Like,
I know
yeah.
y'all got some people y'all want to put on this ship.
Celebrities. I say, honestly, first celebrity I put on the ship.
Lil Wayne. Light him up. Light him up. Get him a ticket, light him up.
Best rapper alive?
Light him up.
No, people, I'm playing.
Too Short.
Yeah,
light
Too Short gets a first class. And make sure the brakes don't work on the bus, too.
No, we went past the bus. We got him on a ship.
Oh, okay,
we
cool.
We doing Transformers 3. We putting him on the ship and sending it to the sun.
There you go. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, Waka Flocka Flame, good
yes.
one.
Burn them up.
Everybody from YMCMB to Maybach Music Group to...
There you go.
I can't even say... Yeah.
Birdman.
Birdman.
Get him a ticket.
Get that knocker the first trip. I want him kissing his son while he on the bus.
Sarah Palin. She can go.
Yeah, she can get it. Yeah.
She can go.
Michelle Bachman.
Michelle and her gay ass husband. All of them. Get him and Mr. Whitebeard on the...
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachman, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
The producer supreme is always around.
Whatever.
A matter of fact, that whole group can get on there.
Tyler Perry. I don't blame Tyler. I blame his group. I blame his circuit.
You're right. Okay, we'll get Tyler. You're right. You're right.
Tyler
used to. Rick Ross. Yes, sir. Huh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Yes. Huh.
Rick. We can give Tyler a pass. Yeah, the Tyler fans.
Yeah.
Fans of Madea, get them on there.
Madea can get on the bus.
Madea can get on that.
Yeah, you know, no beef. What's the I'm trying to think of the
Steve
old
Steve Harvey.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Anybody down for putting Steve Harvey on the show?
Steve Harvey, yeah, Steve Harvey, where's my headline?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah, he gets a trip. He gets a trip. The whole any rapper that came out, any hip hop. We're going to say, no, trash that.
Yeah,
any rapper,
because
they do say hip-hop now, but any
rapper that
came out from 2000 till today, all of them gets on the ship. Meaning the...
No.
Oh, yeah. So Soulja Boy and them?
Soulja, okay, you saying, okay.
Yeah, rapper, yeah, not hip-hop
right,
artist.
Right, okay.
Rapper.
All right. You're trying to draw
difference.
A line. I got you.
Say Zane. So
all
Justin,
them.
You think Zane can get on there, Justin?
Say all them lame-ass novels.
Zane, as he slowly crept close to me, I felt my thrust in my vagina area. Dude, have you ever read a Zane book?
No, I haven't.
Dude, read.
No.
Yeah, except Fabulous. You're absolutely right, Justice. Fabulous, the only rapper.
Oh, no, everybody who was involved with Precious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The director, the writer.
Even
Precious. Sapphire. Yeah, Sapphire and to put him on there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though. See, I see they laughing at that. Because, dude, first off, everybody from Precious gets on the bus. Whoever directed For Color Girls, that made every dude in there look like the villain.
That's Tyler.
Yeah, Drizzy Drake gets on there, too, DeMarco. Sorry. Yeah, he gets on there. Yeah, he's on there. He's on there.
There you go.
Drizzy
Come
Drake.
On. Come on.
Chris Brown, the
Chris
Lamborghini
Brown.
Slapper.
Yeah, Drake, too. And both give them each one bottle apiece and send them on there.
Yep, there you go, Justice. Y'all, to all our True Brother listeners, I know y'all might be love Gabri Big Arms, whatever her name is, right? Gabelle, whatever her name is.
Yeah, I said Birdman.
Yeah, we said Birdman.
He's already on.
He's on there kissing his son.
There you go.
So my question, my statement was. Remember, Precious got a picture. Remember that picture we used to say where Precious got her big...
The ebony picture, when she looked like, oh, yes, they're rolling out the meat.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they shaving that pig. I'm going to eat it raw anyway. Like, so she got that type of face on her, though, right? So, yeah, she has to go.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, though. But anyway, and...
You know what?
Precious? Hey, nah, hold on. DeMarco. Really, bro? Have you seen?
I used to be on the Precious train too, but you know what? She's had plenty of time to take care of that arm.
She
don't care. But then I heard Monday that she's talking about bleaching her skin.
Yep. They had her when we was doing. I'm saying.
Bleaching of the skin, roll her right up there. Matter of fact, what you do is you put a ham on a stick.
Yeah.
And lead her right up.
Nah, what you do, you just leave a horse head. Just drag the horse head on the bus. She'll bite it.
There you go.
She won't let it go. It'd be like a pit bull locking on to somebody's arm. But, and I noticed
man, it don't have to be. He's worried about the weight capacity. Justice, we don't got to worry about the weight. We're going to build this to transport a whole lot of people. And don't worry about all
Precious
we got to do.
Is a whole lot of people.
But all we got to do is break Earth's orbit.
There
Trust
you go.
They can take the long, slow ride to...
Now,
to the light.
I'm sorry. Alfonso Roberto got to go on that bus. He got to for
what
me, man. Because I told you.
No, man.
Yes,
do,
no, whatever. Forget you. He's shaking his ass on TV. I don't like
he's
that.
He's a dancer.
Whatever.
That's what dancers do.
Okay, whatever. No.
Whatever.
You dancers, male dancers shouldn't shake their ass.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
You. Hey, man. I got you.
Hey, whatever.
Who? Anybody else y'all want to put on?
But yeah,
else y'all
Zane,
put on
I definitely go back to... Whoa, what's up with Will? What Will do? Will just slapped
yeah,
the whole section
Will
a couple
just,
days ago.
Will just slapped somebody. What
but trying
Will
to
do?
Kiss him in the mouth. Now, if you saying Will because he didn't want to go with the Jada Pickett plan, I understand. But, oh, yeah.
I don't think they know about the Jada Pickett plan.
Yep, Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy, wow. Jimmy,
yeah.
Y'all ain't let that go? Yeah, okay. Well, then if that's the case, I'll say dig up Florida. Yeah, put that corpse on there.
Florida
can go.
Oh, we digging up people too?
She's special. She can go.
Yeah, I do agree.
Oh, Herman Cain. Matter of fact, if anybody gets a chance, check out our YouTube clip for the Herman Cain movie.
Coming out soon.
That's right.
We put
balls.
Yeah, we're putting that into we putting that together right now to get the trying to get the work together, but
he won't cooperate. Matter of fact, Herman Cain and Joe Oliver, put them on there.
Oh, yeah, Joe Oliver.
Matter of fact, I want to put him right next to the rocket fuel.
Yeah, that knuckle. But, yeah, I got to go. Yeah, Zane definitely, dude. Like I was saying earlier, if you have not had a chance to read a Zane book, go get,
really?
Check out his,
I know they making that soft porn of his stuff on Cinemax or something.
You know, I thought Zane was a chick.
I did too.
Zane's not a chick?
I guess not. You just told me.
I didn't say. What did I
say? Oh, you just said I thought Zane was a chick.
I thought he was a girl. I mean,
oh.
I thought Zane was a girl. And you when you said his stuff.
Oh, because I got you.
I got you.
Yeah, I was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Zane a guy or a girl? Someone tell us.
I don't know, but from her, man, from his / her reading. Dude, you come out of her book like you feel like you're laying
ooh,
with somebody.
Ooh, ooh. Who wrote The Color Purple? What's her name?
Not
Toni Morrison. Not,
she did?
No, Toni Morrison didn't write The Color Purple. It's
I
the,
thought
it's
she
the,
did.
Alice Walker. Put her, oh, yeah, she gets first seat.
Fantasia. Yes, sir. Fantasia. If
you don't
want
me,
then
don't
talk
to
me. Get your, I don't want you. That's just it. I didn't want you.
We going to free you.
And she, I'm sorry a lot of people may disagree with me, but I got to get this out here. Am I the only one that believes that Fantasia can't sing? Am I the only person that believes that Fantasia can't, that it's just
maybe.
That whole
I don't know.
Gospel scream music?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say she can't
Kirk
sing.
Franklin.
Yes.
Kirk Franklin.
Get your little sexual behind on there too.
Yeah,
I
Freaky
love
Kirk.
God, but I'm addicted to porn. Get on the foot. Get on the R. Kelly. Come on, we didn't forget you.
That's the baby making music.
Yep,
man.
He can all give them something to drink on the way.
There you go.
He goes.
Open your mouth. Hold him down.
Dig up Sandusky. Put him on there too. Oh wait, you got to dig him up. Just put him on.
Yeah, but you
Paterno. Dig him up.
They already
put him on. Yeah. And his crummy ass statue.
On me, I get Justice be wilder than the chat room, y'all. If y'all haven't get a chance, man, log into the chat room. A lot of stuff Justice say, man, we can't get to. But if you guys get a chance and you want to comment and interact with us, man, the best way to do that is to log into the chat room. We love you guys' comments. Justice, you always getting in there. DeMarco, I don't even know what you're talking about, man, with Will Smith. But you were right with Zane.
There you go.
Yeah, they were
but
right with
Zane.
Now
we're going to get ready to get into our second hour topic, mm-hmm. Batman, the gun, and your rights. And I want everybody's input on this, man, because the gun situation in this city and in this nation is just out of control. And one of the questions that I want to ask you guys is how do y'all see that you have a right to own a gun, but you don't have a right to proper health care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get into that and a whole lot more, and then we're going to be getting into it with our special guest, WVON's own Perry Small from the Perry Small Midday Show. Awesome show, too. Awesome show.
If you guys, she had a great show today. Very informative. Very
and
informative.
And she goes there. I like that.
Yeah, so we're going to try to keep her under Truth Brother guidelines, but we make no promises. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. So we got a little clip for you guys, and then we will be jumping into it. But, yeah, we're going to be jumping into it. And like I said, I want everybody's input, man. It's too much madness going on, especially in Chicago right now, for nobody not to have a comment about what's going on about these guns.
Yeah, and I mean, you have kids killing kids. Like we had in the YouTube clip that we put up, you have the kids that are killing kids. You have everybody out here just they're comfortable with the fact that the guns are so easily you can get guns so easily, I guess you want to say. My main concern is, what are we going to do about it? Another question that I want everybody to think on before you answer: will a ban on guns eliminate the amount of killings that we have? I want you guys to think about that as we get into this second hour conversation. Go Liberals.
All right. Yeah. Well, then let's do it. Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Now it's time for a brief history of the United States of America. Hi, boys and girls. Ready to get started? Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
I feel so much safer.
But as soon as they arrived, they were greeted by savages, and they got scared all over again. So they killed them all. Now, you'd think wiping out a race of people would calm them down, but no. Instead, they started getting frightened of each other.
Witch!
So they burned witches. In 1775, they started killing the British so they could be free. And it worked. But they still didn't feel safe. So they passed a Second Amendment, which said every white man could keep his gun.
I love my gun. Loves my gun.
Which brings us to the genius idea of slavery. You see, boys and girls, the white people back then were also afraid of doing any work. So they went to Africa, kidnapped thousands of black people, brought them back to America and forced them to work very hard for no money. And I don't mean no money like
I work at Walmart and make no money.
I mean $0, nothing, not a zip. Doing it that way made the USA the richest country in the world. So did having all that money and free help calm the white people down? No way. They got even more afraid. That's because after 200 years of slavery, the black people now outnumbered the white people in many parts of the South. Well, you can pretty much guess what came next. The slaves started rebelling. There were uprisings. An old master's head got chopped off. And when white people heard of this, they were freaking out and going, I want to live. Don't kill me, big black man. Well, just in the nick of time came Samuel Colt, who in 1836 invented the first weapon ever that could be fired over and over without having to reload. And all the Southerners were like, yee-haw! But it was too late. The North soon won the Civil War and the slaves were freed. Yep, they were free now to go chop all the old master's heads off. And everybody was like, oh no, we're gonna die. But the freed slaves took no revenge. They just wanted to live in peace. And the white people of this, so they formed the Ku Klux Klan. And in 1871, the same year the Klan became an illegal terrorist organization, another group was founded, the National Rifle Association. Soon politicians passed one of the first gun laws, making it illegal for any black person to own one. It was a great year for America. The KKK and the NRA. Of course, they had nothing to do with each other, and it was just a coincidence. One group legally promoted responsible gun ownership, and the other group shot and lynched black people. And that's the way it was all the way to 1955, when a black woman broke the law by refusing to move to the back of the bus. White people just couldn't believe it.
Huh? Well, I won't say no.
What's going on, man? All hell broke loose. Black people everywhere started demanding their rights, and white people had a major freaking field meltdown. And they were all like, run away! Run away! And they did. They all ran fleeing to the suburbs where it was all white and safe and clean. And they went out and bought a quarter of a billion guns and would lock them in the doors, alarm in the houses, and gates around the neighborhood. And finally, they were all safe and secure and snug as a bug. And everyone lived happily ever after.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Hey,
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, of course, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F. I'm currently running the chat room because our producer, Supreme Candace, is under the weather. So everybody, if you're in the chat room, give Candace a shout out so she can see it, saying, hey, get well soon, Candace.
That's right.
We hope to have her back next week. I'm sure she will. She's
a
trooper.
And trust me, she's overseeing us right now. She ain't here, but she's here.
Yeah, there you go. But we're definitely doing our show for her. We're going to push forward. And if you guys haven't heard, we got WVON's own Perry Smalls. Standing, waiting in the queue because she's like, you ever had that cage pit bull who just waiting to get off the chain to attack somebody?
Yeah, well, she was beating up people this morning.
Yeah, but see,
she don't play around. I love that.
Got her here just waiting to come off that chain. And if she holds back, I'm going to be a little upset, slightly pissed.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, then, why don't we go ahead and introduce her?
Okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all getting ready right now. We have somebody coming up to the mic that you need to get used to. We have WVON's own Perry Small in the building. Ms. Small, yeah.
Wow. Am I really a pit bull with lipstick?
Yes.
No, not a Sarah Palin pit bull.
No, not that type of pit bull.
You that mental pit bull.
You tear
up the file. That's all.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much, guys. And Candace, I hope you feel better. I was a little under the weather today, too.
Yeah,
while
I
was on the air, my allergies were just driving me absolutely crazy.
Took her down.
Yep, Fletcher was in the studio, and I don't know what happened, but I just was kind of a little bit under. Wow, thank you. You know what? I want to be a pit bull. I want to make people accountable.
You are.
Especially our elected officials. I don't hold back. I have no filter.
Yeah.
You have no filter here at True Brothers Radio. You let it go.
And definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely want
to
say.
Oh, I'm going to take that as a big compliment. Guys, I take that as a big compliment.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be. You know, I've been in this game for so many years. I worked my behind off to be a credible journalist in the city and to have a talk show on one of the most iconic stations in the country.
50 years,
so
in, right?
I don't take it for granted.
Yeah, I think they're going on 50 years being in right now, right?
50 years beginning in April. 50 years, and we are doing everything. Listen, nobody at VON is trying to get rich. It's like what you do. It's like what Dr. Carl Bell did with his Community Mental Health Council. People do these things because we love our people and we love what we do and we know we can make a difference.
You can. I mean, that just goes to show people your voice can be heard. You can change things if you get your voice out there.
You're one of our inspirations. You're one of the reasons why we wanted to do this.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
No, honestly, and he's really telling the truth. Like
everything except for the credibility. We have no credibility here.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of credibility. If you listen to me, you've got some credibility. That's all I've got to say. Because I'm just like anybody else. I just have had this wonderful opportunity to be a part of an iconic radio station. I'm just one of these people that has been so lucky to make a difference. And Dr. Carl Bell, when I was going through a very difficult time, I was seeing him, and he said, Perry, you've got to know your purpose. And when you guys called me the other day and asked me to come on, and when there were a couple other things that happened this week, and I said, I know my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant more to me than anything, you know, because I got a great face for radio, great face. And people ask me all the time to come and do CAN TV and all of that. I'm like, no,
Right.
Let's just
right.
keep the mystery.
No,
let's just keep the mystery going. You know, you can see me. No, you can see me later. Let me tell you, like this Thursday and Friday. Oh, I'll be fine as hell. But you know, every day when I come in there, I come in there for a battle. I'm not trying to have the hair whipped up and the makeup on. I'm there to do a job.
Got your war gear together?
Oh my! Right now, I got on my sweats and my T-shirt, and I'm ready. Let's go.
That's right. That's how we are.
Say kill all elected officials. That's what your T-shirt says.
Let me tell you, man. You guys don't even know how disgusted. And I've been one of these people for the longest. You know, I do understand. And Dr. Bill made me realize this. I know I have a gift. I know I can say things and get a chuckle or, you know, get a pass where if somebody else said it, they couldn't do it. I get that. But I'm very serious in my mission. Very serious. And when you told me you wanted to talk about the violence in the city and what has transpired in the last few days, I'm ready for you. Let's go.
Cool. All right. Cool. Well, we're going to jump into it. 818-514-1202 is the number. We got a full bank, and everybody's just ready to get into it because the gun violence and what's irking me is the whole all of a sudden muted silence. Like nobody can talk about what this idiot did in Colorado, and no one can talk about the fact that you can buy a gun with a 100-round clip. The military doesn't use a 100-round clip. One of the reasons why the military wouldn't use a 100-round clip because the barrel of your gun is going to heat up so much that it's going to warp.
Right.
It's not practical. But the gun nuts here just feel like because they can have access to it, that is cool to have. This dude acquired everything that he needed to do this stuff in 4 months, and it was all legal. That's one of the reasons why he didn't pop up on anything, because he didn't have a criminal record. He just decided to go cuckoo. And it should be some common sense put to this stuff. I don't need an M16 to hunt deer.
That makes sense.
And an AR-15 is nothing more than the military M16 for the civilian world. That's all it is.
I mean,
well, let me just give you my take on this.
Okay.
White people love their guns. I don't know what they love their guns for. I don't know if it's because they believe that at some point that African Americans will rise up and the people in the urban communities will rise up and be like, you know what, I got you. You know, you've done all of these different things to our community, and I'm tired of it. I don't know if that's it or what, but I do know that there is no need for assault weapons. I do know that Perry needs a pink little piece of heat in her purse when she goes in and out of her house.
Pow pow.
There you go.
Oh my God! In the name of Jesus, let me just tell you, I have been a victim. This is something that you guys didn't know. I might have been maybe one of the first people in the city of Chicago that was ever carjacked.
Wow!
Really?
In 1990. I had my brand new white Cutlass Calais because, you know, my father didn't want anything but Oldsmobiles in the house.
There you go.
And I'm getting off work on a Friday. I've got on my, you know, my little Bloomingdale's white shirt with the, you know, the little slick, you know, form-fitting little, you know, spandex. Oh, I was too cute. I was a vain little witch. At that time, it completely vain. You know, I used to boast the fact that I was a perfect size 4. Okay. And I pull up in the BP station on 95th and King Drive.
Oh, yeah.
That's
which
the old
is about, no, it's about, I live down the street. Well, not that everybody doesn't know where I live. Listen, everybody knows where I live. I mean, because of all of the notes on my car window and in my mailbox, believe me, everybody knows where I live. I grew up in the Chesterfield community all my life, so everybody knows me. My mother was the consummate teacher. My mother was the first African-American who received the most dedicated teacher in the city of Chicago, Kate Maramond Award. You know, I come from a series of first blacks, so people know who we are. So I go up there and, you know, I'm just going to keep it real with you. I mean, I'm young, I'm kid, I'm, you know, I'm feeling myself. And I get out of my brand new car, which I have not had for a month.
Okay.
This guy comes out of the gas station, out of there, jumps in my car, and just drives off.
You left it running?
I'm sitting there with my knock-me-down and F-me pumps, my little cute black dress, and all I kept thinking was, my entire life is in my car. At that time, for those of you who are very young, we had Rolodexes. I had everybody's telephone number from the mayor, that Richard Daley, Jesse Jackson, because at that time we didn't have internet, we didn't have cell phones. Everything that I did was about investigation, reading. I mean, I was a voracious reader. I received every journal, periodical, magazine known to man, came to my house, did all of that. And when I saw that car drive away, I was like, my life is over. And the next day, because this is when I had just came to WVON, and that was in about 1988 or 89, and I said, my life is over. My briefcases were in there, everything. I was like, I have nothing. All I have are my telephone numbers. And for those of you, and you guys know this, You're only as good as your Rolodex.
One of us would know that.
Right. Yeah, only one, because I'm the youngest out of the group.
The numbers that you have.
Right.
I'll never forget this. You know, and I'm just going to be very honest with you. I mean, I was just a little red-hot mama. You know, I wasn't real sexual or anything, but I loved to smoke weed.
Well, there you go.
Man, I'm just going to tell you. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. My God.
Tell me.
He
didn't just say that.
At that time. And I can tell you, I had just purchased the best crap you could have ever given.
There you go. Got that cushion.
I'm just kidding. It was in my glove compartment. I might have had about $30 in the glove box, too. And I had all of these numbers and all of this, and I was like, my life is over. But I can tell you this, the only thing that bothered me was that they took my weed.
I knew that. And my $40.
That's what made me angry. And I can tell you this, the next day, so Saturday, that next Saturday, at that time, I was producing a show that went on from 5 in the morning to 10 in the morning. During the week. And I'm going to tell you, that was brutal. Because like I said, we didn't have internet. We didn't have the wire service. We didn't have any of these things that makes life so easy today. And I was sitting there, and I had a guy I was dating. He was just absolutely wonderful. And all of those old guys, if you remember Telly Amani, X, and all these guys, they were actually out in the streets looking for this guy
He took your loud pack.
He took my life. So wait a minute, it gets better. That was the extent of the violence back then. That was the extent of it.
Right.
So the next day let me just say this. I never had any intentions of being an on-air personality. I've always wanted to be behind the scenes. My goal in life what I thought was the ultimate thing to do was to be a New York Times reporter. And that's all I wanted to do, was be a New York Times reporter. And didn't get there. And I have no regrets. However, I've been able to, in the past, I've been able to do some freelance work with all of that. But let me just say this. So anyway, I get a call about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I get home, and they're like, "We found your car." What had happened was this guy was driving down Marquette Road in this brand-new white Cutlass Calais, and a couple police officers said he just did not look right driving that car.
Right, especially
this
with
guy,
the guy.
So he was on 67.
Oh, yeah.
And about Langley.
Yep.
Oh, and man. They chase him. He runs out, like, you know, all the cowards do. He gets out the car and he runs. They catch him and they beat the ever-living crap out of him. I'm happy. By the time I get there, he's sitting there in handcuffs. And they're like, well, okay, well, go over there to the district over there on Cottage Grove and identify if this is the guy that did it. Now, I'm telling you all a story that I have never told anybody on the air in my life. So I get over there, and because of my background and because I always wanted to be the consummate reporter, I know how to read upside down. I know how to read sideways. I can just read anything. It can be Spanish, and I can figure it out. It can be French, and I can figure it out. Anything.
Okay.
Get over there. He's handcuffed to the station. They come in, and they said, is this the guy that did? I said, yes, absolutely. They said, all right, we're going to go away. We got to go get something. We'll be right back. And they had all this paperwork on this stuff because I'd asked them. I said, where does he live? I'm not going to give the address because I know it in my mind even to today, but he lived in Ida B. Wells. And I walked up to him, and I said, you just had to get that weed, didn't you? I said it was fire, wasn't it?
There you go.
I said, you know what, all of my papers were just strewn about the car, everything, my Rolodex, but the only thing I could think of, I said, but you just had to get that. I said, you took my weed. And then I was really angry because it was full of Budweiser bottles all through the car. And I was a Bud girl. It was the king of beers. And I'm like, and you didn't even leave one in the car. And you left $2,200 worth of damage. I'll see you in hell. And that's my story.
Well, there you go.
Well, after that, I think
we're
going to
take a break.
We're going to
take
that's
a for sure.
And we'll be right back with Perry Small. Please hang on with us. We need a break after that. Be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue.
Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
I'd like to make a request.
What you want to hear, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back with the beautiful Perry Small
from WVON Radio.
That's right, the warrior.
Yeah,
and you got our chat room blowing up.
I got a lot of people asking, "Where'd you get your loud pack from?" I don't even know what that means.
What the hell is a loud pack? Now let me just tell you this: I'm not really happy these days, you know. Okay. I'm 26, so I don't know the new vernacular.
Okay, well, since I'm the youth of the group here, I'll tell you, the loud pack is, I personally don't, let's get this out here because I don't want anybody looking at Devon crazy. I don't smoke at all, but I do have family members who do indulge in such.
I don't either, but you didn't grow up in the 70s.
Exactly.
You understand?
The 80s,
that was
baby.
A way of life.
I was
a way of life.
Look, I'm 26 too, so I know what you're talking
if
about.
Yeah, I mean that was back in the day. Oh,
but,
I can't wait till you guys come on with me on Friday. It's all set. You're gonna be there Friday.
Hey, well,
at 9 o'clock, we're gonna have a great conversation. We're gonna talk about what we talked about here, and I can't wait to talk to your callers.
Yeah, and we're waiting for them to call in. But real quick, this portion of Truth Brothers Radio is being brought to you by Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties. Sitters are cool.
What?
Rosie.
What? Yes, and what? It's also brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found. So,
yeah, we have.
Oh, I love that. What about that barbecue you all were talking
about?
Oh,
yeah.
You know, Perry loves pig juice. I love pork juice.
Oh, there
well,
you go.
And you could get your foot massaged. But see, you got to realize the sponsors of Truth Brothers Radio, we get special sponsors here.
It helps us get.
Yeah, well, you know, WVON ain't hating. We'll take them too.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring
okay.
a few Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
When you all come over there Friday, bring over that foot massage and that pork juice. Love it.
Well, we got a special midget that handles that for us.
That's
so
right.
All right.
Okay, we have jumped all off the
not jumping off the topic because the whole purpose of me talking about that is the difference of what violence and what was affecting people 20 years ago and how it's escalated.
Right.
Every day when I look in the newspaper and I see these young people dying senselessly and it makes me a little bit nuts. I didn't grow up in an environment like that.
Right.
I didn't know people who had been the victims of a violent death. And just the other day, I went up to South Central Community Services, and they asked me to talk to 80 kids, and they're in a mentoring program. I'm going to be very honest with you guys, and I hope that I make people angry. But I'm going to give you a reality.
Okay.
There are a lot of kids you're not going to help. I spoke to eight kids. There might be four kids out of those 80 that'll be okay.
818-514-1202. How that work in y'all life? Matter of fact, I wanted to ask you a question real quick. Have you shot a weapon before?
Never in my life.
Wow.
Never. But you ready?
I've got stories. Guys, I have not lived a that much of a privileged life or whatever. I was I had a stalker who made my life a living hell and who I thought was going to kill me. So I was staying at my mom's house, and I was real nervous. It was a bad time. I'm not going to get into the details. I'll tell you about that later. But I was staying at the house, by my house, just house sitting. And for the first time in my life, I picked up a pistol. And I was very nervous. And I had it under my head, which made me, under my pillow, which made mm-hmm. me even more nervous.
Right.
But I know that there's some sick puppies out here.
Right.
Very sick puppies, very sick people.
Right. Now, the reason
I don't know what we can do, I want you all to understand this. There are some people that you're not going to be able to help.
True.
They are locked in a subculture
mm-hmm.
that maybe
exactly.
you
yep.
and other people have no clue about. And it's not being bougie, it's not being concerned, but there are some people out there that you will never be able to reach.
All right. Now,
stop making excuses for the bad decisions and poor behavior that they do. And I don't give a rat's ass if you take something from me. Rather be a life, rather be an iPhone, rather be my car, rather be my dog. I don't care what happens to you. You deserve whatever you get.
Yeah, right.
You can't be helped. And there's some people that you just can't help.
True. Now, the reason I asked you that is because I'm a former Marine, so I've shot weapons and fired off various different type of armaments.
And what is that like for you? How does that empower you? I mean, what do you feel when you shoot a weapon? I have never shot a weapon in my life. I've always been raised to be afraid of weapons.
Right. Now, okay, if you're asking me.
Other than the phone that I put up against my brother's head. But go ahead.
No, when I've been trained. So when you're trained, you are given a sense of responsibility that you know what you have in your hands and this responsibility of having the power of taking a human life if you've been trained correctly and you have respect. Now, the reason that we have a lot of this uncontrolled killing and all of this with all of this gun proliferation is because the supposed Second Amendment right that we have to have the guns doesn't come with any discipline or responsibility along with it.
Yep.
I believe in if you feel safer with a gun, that's fine. But you should be trained.
Yep.
And the training will bring about the responsibility because you had stupid people on the television. Oh, I forget that idiot's name who was talking about, well, you know, if other people had guns in the theater, then things would have been different. And that's
no,
just,
it would have been worse.
That's warfare.
That's dumb.
That's warfare right
every,
there.
But let me just say this in against what you're saying. I honestly believe in conceal and carry, and it is
yeah.
very disturbing to me that as an African-American woman that lives in an urban city, that anybody, a white woman in the suburban community, they can have a gun and they can shoot anybody they want. I'm not trying to just shoot people for the sake of shooting them. All I want to do is be able to protect myself.
Yep.
When my dad died, that was the last bastion and the last time I ever felt safe in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I live in constant fear every day. When I just addressed those 80 kids who were the most unruly, unemployable, worst kids I'd ever seen in my life, I felt like I needed a pistol. And it also made me realize that, Perry, when you go out, because, you know, I have no filter, and I will tell you, you all are stupid, that I need to have somebody with me. But I am responsible. I'm not trying to just, I'm not the kind of person that is going to fly off the handle and just shoot. I'm only going to do anything to protect me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
The little family that I have left, because I have no family.
Right.
You know, when my brother and I are gone, that's the last of the Smalls. That's it.
Wow.
Because neither one of us had kids, and, you know, they were involved in education, and they weren't trying to have a whole bunch of kids. And, you know, I just, that just wasn't my thing. And I realized that.
Now, we got a call on the line here.
Okay,
so,
well, let's talk to the caller. I don't need to talk to me.
Okay, 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Jerry Kelly, what's up, family?
Hey, what's going on, Jelly? Jerry, I'm see, parents make it
easy. Yeah.
That was so ignorant. Hi, Jerry.
Good evening, how are you?
God.
That's how they treat me over there. It's cool. That's how they treat me over there.
Jerry's family.
That's right.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your comment, bro?
Hey, actually, I'm calling regarding gun restrictions, gun laws. She just asked a question. Does it make you feel empowered when you pull the trigger? I shoot quite a bit, probably twice a week. I do a lot of tactical training with different agencies in California. When I first start shooting, when I first start going to indoor ranges, it took me over an hour to an hour and a half to become comfortable because you try to figure out everybody else that's there. And in California, anybody can come in and rent a gun in the range and start shooting. If the range is crowded, you can sneak out, go down the street, rob a store, come back and get your money back if you want to, if you get away with it. That's the small indoor ranges. Even, you know, outdoor ranges, they don't rank down things of that nature. But you can come into a range, never shot a gun before, give up your ID, and if you talk the lingo, they go give you the gun, you can buy the bullets, you walk into the door, you can start shooting, you can turn around and shoot the person next to you.
Wow.
Because you don't have an instructor. Those are some of the things that need to be changed, I suggest. But I believe in CCWs all day, every day. In California, they're hard to get.
Have you petitioned to get a law like that passed in there up there in California? Has there been?
They have conceal and carry.
Oh, they do.
In some areas, if you live if you live in San Bernardino County, you can have a CCW. If you live in
Inglewood.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, listen, this is my point. This is what is insulting to me. That if you are anything but African American and live in an urban community, you do not have the same rights as these gun enthusiasts have throughout the country. Why is it that African Americans, people that live in urban cities, are the only people that have been denied the right up until this last Supreme Court decision? Why were we the only ones that couldn't own a weapon?
Because they were
why is it that Mr. Daley, who was as far as I was concerned, was the biggest gangster that ever came out, besides Phil Klein, the former super. No, he wasn't even the biggest gangster as Mr. Daley. And Phil Klein. They were the biggest gangsters you ever seen in your life. And the fact that I can't protect myself in my home, I'm 5'4". Up until 2 years ago, when I turned 24, they said you could have a shotgun. I couldn't even have picked up a shotgun. I couldn't even have fired it. I just couldn't have. But guns were never an issue in my home. My father, the reason why my father never had guns in the home is because he had a son who was very curious, who was a bit of a rebel, who was brilliant as hell. And he said, I can't have any guns in my house. Alan destroys every Gucci watch that comes in this house. He takes it apart and wants to take every mechanical thing that comes in this house. He wants to take it apart. He didn't have to ever worry about me. I'm scared to death of anything. I was the scary one. But my brother, who is a boy, who is going to be curious, And the way Alan and I used to fight each other, he would have killed me or I would have killed him.
Yeah, we got to put
that's
the gun.
That's responsible. That's the difference with the call of Jerry. He's responsible.
Right. Yeah,
but even in the midst of the fact that, you know, I shot a gun and the first time, or these people come in there and shoot guns, and they don't even have a clue.
Well, yeah, you got to realize
that's scary, guys.
Yeah, you got to realize everybody's not responsible. We got another caller coming in right quick. Thank you, Jerry, for the call. We appreciate it.
There you go.
Caller, you're on the line
with
the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
951, you're on with Truth Brothers, but I know this is Tony.
Well, hello, Truth Brothers. Hello, Perry.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Good show. Responsibility for firearms. People do need to be responsible. I grew up around guns. My father always had guns in the home. My brother and I learned to shoot guns at early ages. But the difference is that he taught us responsibilities.
That's right.
I own a gun, and I keep a gun in my home. The difference in me keeping a gun and someone else possibly keeping one is that I bought the proper item needed to keep that gun safe and keep it locked up.
That's right.
Do not keep ammunition loaded. I do not keep the key in the same place as the lockbox.
That's right.
There are certain responsibilities that you have to maintain when you own a gun. I, as a female, have raised my son alone, so I felt that was my only means of protection if someone was to enter my home. As my son had been growing up, he knew there was a gun in the home. Could he get to it? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Because I didn't want to be responsible for his irresponsibility.
That's right.
Just for being young.
Right.
And reactive and that sort of thing. I get that.
Right.
You know, this is my entire problem. How in the hell? These people are watching these shows on television. They're showing these people holding these guns. I have never aimed a gun at a target, at a person in my life. But they made it interesting that you would take a gun, hold it to the side, and just shoot.
Right.
Arbitrarily. And they never hit their targets.
That goes to show you that's the irresponsibility of someone behind the trigger of that gun.
Right.
Because that gun is not set up to be shot or fired off sideways.
That's right.
They're always irresponsible. But why are you going to keep me, someone who would be responsible, who would not even bring any type of weapon in the home until I absolutely, positively knew how to use it responsibly? Why are you keeping me as an African-American away from protecting myself?
Every time
I hear of a senior or somebody capping some stupid son of a gun, I hear about someone getting robbed and me saying, because I actually say this on there, I wish they would have killed them.
Yeah.
It
was a story a while back about, Perry, you should remember this. It was a story a while back around these guys end up killing the cop, and his son, the father of that cop, wound up coming out and shooting one of the guys who killed his son.
That's Mr. Wortham.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Wortham. Sandra and John Wortham have been longtime listeners of WVON. They're very supportive. He got his target.
Yeah.
He called them up. And they still live there. I don't even know how Sandy fills in for me when I'm not there, and that doesn't happen often because I'm one of those people who will never take a vacation or take a day off. That I've ever done that for, I got their job. I'm just saying.
Hustle plus muscle.
Just saying.
But I'm just saying,
I know, I mean, that story hit home to me. That's down the street from me.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember
right.
that from when I used
now,
to, I used to stay in that same area. I remember the people.
One of the main things, I mean, I'm not against, I'm for responsible gun control. I'm not I'm not for gun bans because I do believe that, you know, if you want a gun to protect yourself or to protect your property or your home, you should have the right to do so. If the
we live in the United States. We're not living in Finland. We're not living in Sweden. We're not living in Amsterdam. We're not living in London. We have developed a gun culture in this country, and those people who are responsible need to be able to bear arms.
Right, because personally, I personally believe that banning guns wouldn't do nothing but take the people who need guns to protect themselves. You're taking it away from them from the law-abiding, responsible people.
Well, that's what the reality
is.
Right,
but you got the people who believe banning guns will cause a decrease in crime, but it won't because of the fact that.
Let me tell you this: every time I see Reverend Jackson, and when I see Father Flager, it pisses me off. I'm like, you know what? I love you guys dearly. I love Father Flager so much. But please, why are you worried about Chuck's gun shop?
Exactly.
Don't worry about the manufacturers.
Yes.
Deal with the laws that come from Congress. You can track every gun. Do you know you can't even track ammunition where it comes from?
No, you can't.
Are you freaking kidding me?
You can't. No, you can't.
It's terrible.
But I think there should be a ban on the assault weapons.
Yes,
absolutely.
That has to be banned because that
what
you find more assault weapons now on the streets because the manufacturing has increased. Because
right.
now that
know.
You're
Did
able
you?
To buy them in the gun stores, that is what needs to be banned. But
absolutely.
Every person, I think every person that owns anything or has a reason to be here in these United States and have set up home or shop or whatever should have the right to be able to protect their property and
but
to protect
why do you
their
need
loved
an
ones.
Assault weapon?
But you do,
why do
not
you need
an assault
why
weapon
you
because
need
if you're trained, right, but if you're trained with a weapon, whether it be a pistol or a shotgun, and you know how to use it, you're going to hit your target. You're going to hit your target.
Absolutely.
So an assault weapon, that thing lets off rounds, what, I think it's like 18 rounds?
I have no idea. All I know is
it depends on the clip.
It depends on the clip.
And it's be fully automatic. So if it's a semi-automatic, you're only talking about a three-round burst.
Okay, but what is the one that lets off 18? I think it's one clip that lets off 18.
And
that's just
overkill. So far removed. I don't even know what you're talking about.
This idiot went out and got a 100-round clip. You can go get these oversized clips, and you're dealing with the NRA, and now you're dealing with the gun manufacturers, which is why they do need to be controlled, because they're playing these technical games when the assault ban was out back when Clinton passed that back in 94, before they lapsed.
But do you realize that the gun culture has escalated since 1992. There's been a steady rise about these people that you need to arm yourself. You need to arm yourself with weapons. I mean, what was more disturbing? That the Saturday Night Special was no longer the weapon used by law enforcement because they were outnumbered by the 9mm and the Glocks on the street. Let me just say this. Criminals will always be able to get guns.
Yep. That was my point.
Let me protect myself.
That was my point right there.
But at the same time, you have to look. And when someone can go to a gun show and you don't have to have the mandatory waiting period, you can just go and buy as many guns as you want.
Yeah.
And that's how they're reaching the street. You got people. That's what the Fast and Furious so-called thing was supposedly tracking.
Exactly.
Because they were having regular people with no records, young people, go to the gun shows, get all the guns, and then distribute them down to Mexico.
Dude, that's crazy.
But guess what? When they do decide, but listen, this is the other part of the conversation. When they do decide to come hard on these individuals, they only come hard on those black college kids.
On the African Americans.
From those black college kids who said, somebody says, you can make a few extra dollars. That's why I tell these kids they're stupid. And I tell their parents on a daily basis, you know, tell them to stay away from the snow bunnies. Tell them to stop if there's four iPhones. Sitting up there. No, I'm serious. I'm damn serious. I'm telling you, I got stories.
Oh, we're going to have
when
to hear
you've
the,
got four iPhones sitting in the cafeteria, when four white girls walk away and they're sitting there, that is a sting. Do you know how many African-American kids I know that have been stung, whose lives have been forever changed because one stupid move they made while they were in college,
when they were in these
predominantly white, overzealous communities that need these big arrests to make these people feel good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They have that same thing as far as with the car stings. And they also have the same thing when it comes to not just gun, it's car stings, gun stings, credit card stings.
Credit cards.
Everything.
Just to get
black. Why don't our parents have this conversation with these kids before they leave? I'm telling you, I've seen lives ruined. This kid, Daryl Williams, that is sitting there was on a basketball player at Oklahoma State University. This kid absolutely did not assault these girls. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. This is what I tell people all the time. You can't do what they do. It's not fair. It's not right. But you can't send your kids off to college and think that they're in a college environment that is safe. The last words my dad left with me, he said, Perry, I love you. He said, but I want you to understand this. College campuses are a playground for rapists. I was fine as hell. Everybody was trying to rape me. What can I tell you?
That's not funny, Perry. That's not funny.
Well, it was the truth. I ain't lying. Don't get it twisted.
Good. Barry, we got to take another quick break. We'll be right back with more True Brothers Radio.
I'm just keeping it real. I had junk before.
We'll be right back.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. Life birth made you American. You wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
All in together now. Hard truth soldiering. Hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them. Cause you know.
Hello. This is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD. Fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it, there is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets,
don't fit no more,
scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids have fun?
Truth Brothers Radio.
First of all, I don't know who y'all saw on this stage before me.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers, we're back. We're back with our special guest, WVON Tony Smalls. You still there with us?
Tony Perry Smalls.
I mean, Perry Smalls. I'm looking at
good.
Tony. Yeah.
I know, you're looking at Tony.
All I can say is that last PSA with Candace, okay, that's as bad as the animal thing with the cruelty. Thank you so much. I'm very depressed.
Well, hey, at Truth Brothers Radio, we're always here to help people, and there's a lot of FUD sufferers out there. People out there, you know, you've heard of FUD?
FUD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucked up dome disease.
Well, there you go.
Oh, hey. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Can you just say the F word again? Just the fact that we're saying that word on radio really just gets me excited.
Yeah, I know they have a strict leash on you there. I know.
Yeah, that FCC thing. And, you know, I swear like a sailor. You know, I went to Catholic schools all my life, so I'm all fucked up.
Oh, see?
Get it out now, because Friday
now.
They don't know
that to do it. I had to get it out there. Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool.
But anyway, I love the discussion you're doing, and I just want to remind people that on Friday, Truth Brothers is going to come in studio with me, and we're going to have a discussion about all these different issues. And I just can't wait. I'm so impressed with you guys. I love your flavor, you know, because, you know, I'm only 26. So, anyway, I just love this, you know, I just love what you guys are doing. And, you know, I'm about promoting young talent and giving them a voice and just bolstering them. As a matter of fact, on Thursday, we're doing our 40 Under 40. And this ain't your Chicago Defender 40 under 40. We have some real people in this city that are really doing real things. People you would never know. And it means so much to me. You guys don't know how much I love what I do. You don't know the commitment that I have to this station. And I wouldn't, let me just say this, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be behind that mic if it weren't for Dr. Carl Bell. Dr. Carl Bell, as you know, is the founder of the Community Mental Health Council that was on 87th in Constance, and they closed the center. This man has saved so many people. And the fact that Rahm Emanuel and those African-American legislators from the state and from the city council and from the Congress did nothing to save this annoys me like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this. In my darkest day, when my dad died, and I told you guys this, when my dad died, something died inside of me. And I would not be the person that I am today. I wouldn't have the success I have on WVON, I would not have been able to finally find myself had it not been for Dr. Bell. That man saw me once a week for a year for free. He saved my life. He saved my life. And I don't understand how black elected officials can allow the city to close these different facilities, mental health facilities all over the city. They're public health facilities that we pay for, those of us in Chicago who actually pay taxes.
Yeah.
We will allow them to close these facilities.
Not just that, but you got birds.
And then on the next day complain about the five people who got killed or shot the next day.
Right.
Bullshit.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
No. Say
right.
That piece.
Hey, you're right. True Brothers Radio. Let it out. And
Jesse went
up to another state to take care of his depression and gas when he could have did it here.
No.
He could have did it in
Let me tell you. I made the same. Some other people made the same recognition. You have the top. Number one, most respected, one of the most brilliant minds when it comes to African-American and their mental illness. I'm going to say this one more time, and I've said it all day, and I've told all my business, not like a damn fool, but my life's always been an open book. Had it not been for Dr. Bell, I would be dead today. That man saved my life. And it is important to me that these people who are state representatives and state senators and members of the Chicago City Council and members of Congress, that they recognize that they did the worst disservice they have ever done. I question all of them, and I don't give a damn if any of them are ever reelected again, and I will make it my life's work to remind people what they did.
There you go.
I will make it my life's work to remind them that they were sleep, that they are phonies, that they have no, that they do not understand that it's not an eighth ward issue, that it's not an 87th and Constance issue. This is a community issue.
There you
go.
It's
a black community issue. And if you can sit there and watch, don't sit up there and close our health facility where we have incest, we have child sexual abuse, we have alcohol and substance abuse and all these other issues. And you would, and then you're going to come out and talk about on progressive radio, or you're going to go on CNN, or you're going to go on MSNBC, or you're going to even come on WVON and say, oh, the violence has got to stop. And then you close the only mental facility.
That's
the
right.
The last mental facility on the
That's
south
right.
side.
That's mainly because, like we were saying, we don't care.
You.
But we got one more call.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I know all of these guys, Bobby Rush. Do you guys understand these people were my mentors? They're the ones that taught me how to be a journalist. Do you know how disgusted and ashamed I am that they allowed this to happen? That you didn't, that you all have absolutely no political capital in the city, the county, the state, and in the federal government. You can't protect an institution like this. I don't give a shit what happens to you. You can all go as far as coming. And I've been calling for this all along because I never felt for the last, since the 80s, I can tell you, since the 80s, that African Americans, elected officials, were ever working in the best interest of their constituencies.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, do you got a little more time to hang with us?
No, it's 8:58. I've been working all day, and I'm tired. So what else you need? What else you need? How much time do you need?
People here that's dying to talk to you. Our lines are blowing up here.
All right, well, fine. I'll talk to them.
We're going to go a little overtime. This is the first time we done this. We're going to go a little overtime.
Thanks for telling us.
What, you really have some calls there?
Yeah, we got one. We got some people waiting right now.
I don't care if it's one or two. I'll talk to any of them.
There you go.
Cool. Okay. Well, True Brothers Radio is about to go overtime. Why don't you give them the overtime rule?
I'm tired as hell. I'm exhausted. I got to read about Scientology tonight. I got a Scientology show tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Well, real quick with the overtime rules. People.
Scientology and black people. It's interesting.
Yep.
There you go.
He's the nation of Islam.
But we're going into overtime, people, real quick. If you guys are listening online, please call the number because after 9 o'clock, you will not receive the audio via internet. Call the number 818-514-1202. If you guys are trying to continue and get in on this conversation, we got a couple
They always wait till the time when your guest is about to go off.
Yeah. But if you guys want to get in, call the number again, 818-514-1202. The Truth Brothers are about to go right into overtime.
There
now,
go.
We're going to the first caller right now. Go ahead.
404, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's good, Ray and Devon? It's Roland D, Hot Topics Radio. What's cracking?
All right. What's going on, man?
How you feeling?
Oh, man. Just want to give you guys a shout-out. I'm enjoying the show. Good evening, Perry.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing?
Oh, God, I'm ready to get to the Olympics. What can I tell you?
Well, I don't want to say I'm enjoying the show, and I mean, it's very informative. My only thing, I wish they would do something with the gun laws. Like Tony was saying earlier, they definitely need to be controlled. I just lost a brother last month due to gun violence out here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Also lost a nephew in California that was shot 5 times.
Due to,
yeah, and the sad part about it, you know, like the Colorado shooting, it's a lot of this younger crowd that's running around, you know, that's doing this, which really saddens me. But it definitely could be something done, you know, with the law that can control it. I mean, I'm all for having a gun.
Let me ask you this. And this is not being disrespectful or anything, but your relatives that you talked about, were they innocent victims? Are these people that kind of lived in the life?
Well, my nephew was 20 years old. He was chaperoning my niece at one of the little high school dances, and a guy had slapped my niece. My nephew had stepped in, of course.
Wow.
And you know, he handled the guy. You know, of course, he felt embarrassed. They left the little party, came back and shot my nephew in front of the club 5 times at close range.
Oh my God!
He was protecting my niece. My brother. He was just doing a good deed trying to help somebody else out and got robbed for $300.
So I have to ask you, how is your niece? Are you worried about her and how she deals with this every day and how she's going to recover from this?
It's been tough for my whole family, especially my brother, because, you know, that was like, you know, that was like his stepson who he kind of brought up. And, you know, just to see that happening to, because his daughter, you know, again, he's protecting his daughter, you know, of course. And, you know, just to think that he was just chaperoning her. He didn't have to even go to the party. He was just chaperoning my niece, high school party. So
let me just say this to you guys. If the Congress was not willing to make any type of changes when one of their colleagues, Gabby Gifford, was shot down and these people died like that, what makes you all think that there's going to be any type of change in gun law? The NRA, after the banking community in this country, is the most powerful lobby in the country.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'm not giving President Obama a pass on this, because he could make it an issue, but he also knows that if he makes it an issue, that not only Republicans, not only independents, but Democrats will turn their backs on.
Right, the Democrats.
But I'm going to tell you guys this. I do believe that if President Obama gets a second term, you will see sweeping changes in gun laws. I swear I believe this in my heart. And I swear to God, I'm going to be in the DNC. I've got, like, a pipeline. I almost can touch him, but I can't.
Right.
But there are people like Melody and all of them who share these birthdays together, and they run around together, and
right.
They all going to be at the same party together on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night for Robin Robinson and mm-hmm. Melody Van Cooper and all these different people who have these birthdays on the same time. I guarantee you, if I can touch one person that works in that administration, I swear to God, I will give them, you know, I have no filter. I have no filter. I will give them the truth, brothers, like you have never seen before. I swear to God, I was.
I tend to believe you. I believe in the second term he's going to be freer to do some of the things.
What? He ain't got shit to lose.
Right.
I'm
got
sorry. No, he doesn't have anything to lose.
Right. He can go ahead and he, because right now I believe he's not touching this in the first term because he was scared of energizing
the base. And you're right, energizing that conservative base. Anything that he says is, I'm watching Fox News before I came on with you. I have not watched Fox News in at least a month.
Oh, that's too much.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe that people will actually vote against their interests.
Well,
I can't believe that.
We cover it every week.
We
cover this
again.
Every week. How people.
Well, we got.
Here's another problem that I have. Oh, Tony, you're on.
Yeah,
you're on as well.
You're live, Tony.
Here's another problem that I have is, look, as someone who's handled weapons like Tony and Jerry, handling weapons and owning a weapon is a responsibility. It's a privilege, just like having
Absolutely.
A driver's license. And I have no problem with responsible people wanting to handle weapons. But I don't believe that having a weapon or having a gun is a right. Healthcare is a right.
Thank you.
And to have this reverse, it is, someone is going to have to stand up to the NRA. The NRA is the second most powerful lobby. But believe me, they're a hollow shell. They're not as strong as you're led to believe. A lot of the people that they pick in these elections, they're picking going along with the Republican Party. They don't really back that many people going out on a limb. They back the people they know they can control.
Well,
and
the majority of the American
Party.
People, listen, this is the thing that's so ridiculous. The majority of the American people said there needs to be some legislation to control gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of American people do not believe that you need an assault weapon. The majority of the American people said when you decided during the Bush administration to let that expire, the assault weapon ban, there was a problem. What is going on? God, you guys.
You know why? You know why?
Tony, explain to me, please.
Okay. Because they let the legislature expire in the Bush administration is because they knew that a Democrat was going to take control. And even though the Democrat was going to take the seat, the House was still going to be controlled by the Republican Party. That they knew. So they knew that Obama was going to be elected. It really wasn't a surprise because they were going to have to let him in. Now that he is in, Obama does not want to take responsibility of taking control of the gun laws at this particular time because he's in an election year.
A lot of people in the debate will be upset.
Right, exactly. But because he's in an election year, he has to hold steady. Now, once he's reelected, then he's going to get in there and he's going to make some changes. Trust me when
I
say that. Trust me when I say that.
Oh,
because he can't afford to do it right now. Because he doesn't have the financial base that he needs.
The capital.
Exactly. Yeah, he does not have it right now. So he's got to pull in just on who he is and what he's done already.
Right.
Now, if he was to go in there and if he was going to make a change right now on those gun laws, he wouldn't have a chance.
The poll numbers
exactly.
Make no difference to
exactly.
be
exactly.
Right.
On the Democrat side.
And if you know
exactly.
The speech he gave to the Urban League, he dipped his toe in the water just to see how the reaction is going to be.
Absolutely.
If
he sure did.
Blast on that right now, and especially with Citizens United in full effect, he's already preparing to be outspent because United money hasn't kicked in yet.
No, guys, don't get it twisted. He is going to be outspent. This is the man that had the blueprint. He was the first presidential hopeful who had this kind of coffers for a presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court flipped the switch.
That's right.
All of the rules changed when President Obama was elected.
Absolutely.
The rules changed when President. And do you all know that there has been a 400% increase in gun sales President Obama has been elected because they think he's going to take his gun. Well, you know what? Between you and I, this might happen in the next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't say it now.
I don't think he can take their guns. What he can do, though.
No, he can't take their guns now.
He can limit.
The majority of the American people want those. They don't see a need for assault weapons like we don't.
You sure it's majority?
If you need an assault weapon, if you get an assault weapon, you're going to do real damage. You want to do a massacre.
Yeah.
You don't just want to kill somebody. You
right.
want to murder. You want to massacre. You want to make a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question was, are you sure it's majority of the people don't want assault rifles? Because I believe
the majority. I think they came up as like 57% of the American people.
That do not want
that
assault
do not understand why we have assault weapons.
Right. But you got to also realize how they phrased the poll because of the NRA and study propaganda, the erosion against having gun control laws have eroded. But when you have a tragedy like
happened
in Colorado,
since 1988?
That's my point. That's my
right.
point that
but
I was making.
Controlling the public through like Fox News. And with NRA, I mean, how many times has the NRA ever called you guys? Because they've called me, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, when I had my landline phone, I can tell you guys, I was a card carrying Republican member. I mean, member of the Republican Party at one time. And you remember that from my old days, card carrying. But when they went through this transition, this hate, this blatant
But it's only been
racism.
It's only been a transition of hate and racism on the Republican Party. I'm not going to say only, but it's only been so prevalent since 2007 when Obama first started, thinking about becoming, running for presidency. That is when it became a hatred market.
Let me just tell you all this. I always called the Clintons the Beverly Hillbillies. I will tell you this. There is no and wait a minute. Melody and everybody used to get so angry with me. I said, these are the worst sons of bitches you've ever seen in your life.
Mm.
And I used to tell them that all the time. And when President Obama ran up against them and President Clinton and Hillary with the different things that they were saying, I said, I told you so. They weren't worth a damn. I said it from the very beginning, and I'm telling you, if anything had more of an impact in my life, it's the seeing those two SOBs that I knew that were playing the sax, sitting up in you all's Negro churches.
Yeah.
And the fact that you called him the first black was the most insulting.
That was an
thing
insult to me.
And wait a minute. I'm going to say something that's going to even shock you anymore. There's not a room I could ever be in if President Clinton ever I wouldn't even be in a situation where he could extend his hand to me. He could never extend his hand to me. I don't want to be around him. I never wanted to meet him. I'm not going to fawn over him. I'm not going to be like, oh, he's so fine. I'm not going to sit up there. Uh-uh. All I'm going to do is talk about Hillary's cankles and the fact that she doesn't wear makeup and she looks a mess. She might be a great... That's
cried.
All I got to say.
Let's not forget
she might
that
be,
she cried.
Now, let me just say this because I'm very fair. I think Hillary Clinton has been a remarkable Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, but that's all she can be.
But beyond that,
no.
That bitch thought she was supposed to be there, and they were mad about it.
Absolutely.
And
Obama played
to take him down.
Did you see how cool he played it? Because not only did she run against
him, but see how cool he played everything.
Yeah, he gave her a job where she don't have to be here. You go over there and take care of business.
I think it was a placement of appeasement. I think it was a placement of appeasement because, see, you remember now, anybody that wants to run as bad as she did to become president of this United States, for her to then all of a sudden just take a duck's out and she wouldn't be anywhere, it was a position of appeasement.
I thought it was about brilliance for President Obama because
he was brilliant when
he
assigned her to that.
It's calculated. And
of course it is.
Exactly. It is calculated, and he is cool. And what people don't understand, that is his demeanor. And that is the best thing about it. Because you couldn't have Jesse Jackson Jr. You couldn't have any of these other people because they would get all upset.
Yeah,
but see, that was the whole thing because
the way
that
he was raised.
Exactly, because he couldn't make her his vice president. He couldn't make right. because she wanted the position. She wanted his position too badly. I would have put her in that position. Exactly, but the thing is, he had to put her in that position as Secretary of State because he had to keep an eye on her. You got to
right.
think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to think of it that way.
Also, part of the reason that making her Secretary of State is also to make sure you understand you work for me.
Exactly.
For me. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
She would have had
y'all
a little
the smartest people I've talked to in a long time.
It's so smooth by giving her that. And like I said, not only giving her that position, but you in a position where majority of the time you're not here.
Oh, yes.
He realized a long time ago that after that Supreme Court decision, he was going to be outspent.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, yep. I need to. Let me tell you, the stars have lined up for this man, and I swear, I pray for him every day.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
Pray for him every day. Let me tell you, they used to call me the Antichrist at WVON.
Oh,
I was like, oh, are you think I'm kidding? They used to call me the Antichrist. I'm like, why do you all pray? I don't want to pray with you. If I want to pray. You know, I was being very pragmatic and all of that, but I had an epiphany. My life changed. I found a new relationship with God.
Mm.
I get it.
Harry.
Babies, let me tell you this.
Harry,
I
this
get
not
it.
Be good.
I get it.
Yeah.
I
Harry,
get it.
Got something to tell
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got kicked out. We got kicked out of WVON a couple of years back.
Yeah,
we tried to stop the show, and we got. Whoa, I can't
well,
wait.
Well, you
could have
got. Listen. You got kicked out. I've been fired 3 different times. And?
But I'm going to tell you.
I've been fired 3 times from VON, but I've been rehired. And I bet you this.
Yeah,
I bet they got it right this time.
They got our pictures outside VON now. I don't know how you plan on sneaking us in there on Friday.
Yeah,
but whatever.
The same way they snuck me back in there.
Back door.
Because I'm going to
let me tell you. You all think this is funny, don't you? Do you realize that Matt McGill actually snuck me back into Melody wanted nothing more to do with me?
Why?
Because she was too real.
Because I fucked up. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing they did. That was my shit.
Let me ask you a question. Are they scared of controversy?
Yes. They have to be.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I ain't letting you go there. How can you say that with the shit that I say on WVON on a daily basis?
Well, because you say you be getting in the doghouse with them. Because, I mean, let me just say this.
When have you heard the last time I was in the doghouse? They think I walk on water.
I can talk
about anybody and say anything that I want.
Good.
And there is, and let you guys get it clear. I have no reins on me.
Good.
As a matter of fact, they're like Perry.
You know what?
You have no filter. We want you to be the person that you are.
That's right.
It's the way.
Right.
Listen
right.
to this. It's the way you say things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
the way
bad.
You do.
He'll get your point across.
And I have made. And this is what Dr. Bell. When he was counseling me, back to our original topic, he said, Perry, you have to understand your purpose. And guys, I finally get it. I know what my purpose is. And I can say things that not anybody else there can say. Anybody. Because I have gained the respect of my bosses and my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And that means more to me than what you think and anybody else. But when Melody Spann Cooper has respect for me, and this girl was my friend.
Wow.
She was my friend. She fired me 3 times. But let me tell you what the difference was. She fired me 3 times, and I never said one negative thing about WCON.
Right. That's
ever. Right. I never said one negative thing. And this is what these young people have to understand. Things happen for a reason. You don't have to trash people.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to trash your employers because it'll come back on you.
That's right.
And it works. Mm-hmm. And even though I can say I've been fired 3 times, I can also say I've been rehired 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And this time is the charm. This time.
That time, yeah.
Because I know my purpose. You got it, baby?
See? Because all those other times,
Tony,
I didn't know
you got it.
I got
gotcha.
You. I got
you. You think they got it?
I know they got it. I'm
all
reading
right.
it loud and clear. Loud
Can I just
and
tell
clear.
You guys how much fun I've had this evening? This
Good.
Has been a great. What didn't we talk about?
Mitt Romney.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You're talking about the hawk and his nutty ass who's ready to put us into World War III?
First of all, did you see that mess?
He
that
did.
Debauchery?
He did London.
Him over.
No,
now, he's pulling
the,
up all kind of mess. He wants to put us in another war.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand what he's talking about? When you're saying, go ahead, Israel, bomb Iran. Do you understand the ramifications, you dumb F?
Right, but you got to remember who he worked for. He that wasn't even him talking. That was
He's
Sheldon.
A hawk.
I'm going to tell you who he was working for. He was working on with that one is because he had one of the biggest money bags that was standing there in the audience when he was making that speech.
But
this is the man that put millions and millions.
The guy from the casinos. Who
from
was
the casinos.
Ready to
Sheldon.
Not
right.
only
Sheldon
that,
somebody.
And
Sheldon
wait a minute. Allison. And Nathan Yahoo. Is the biggest crank that has come through this entire situation in decades. And people recognize him as nuts. Let me tell you, you know when I was done? When Lech Walesa decided to meet with him, and do you know that he dismissed the president about 2 years ago and wouldn't meet with him?
Yes.
I know what's going on. And they made that little comment that people are just, like, overlooking where the aide to Romney says, well, you know, we understand this Anglo-Saxon relationship. It spoke volumes.
Of course it did.
Lady and gentlemen, it spoke volumes.
Right.
Let me tell you, all of this... And I pray
my
every
blood
day.
Pressure is rising.
Oh my God, you think your blood pressure is high? And let me just say this. You know how the stars just kind of lined up for President Obama? From, you know, him running for Congress, losing, running against Mr. Ryan, the scandal that would happen, and just how things lined up. There is nothing we can do. I mean, we can still encourage people.
Right.
Register and vote.
But the chips are going to fall.
But there is divine order.
Yeah.
And if it's meant for him, let me just say this. If it is meant for him, and I will be devastated if he is not reelected.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a whole lot of people devastated.
You guys will have to console me.
Well, let's not act like it's a walk in the park.
No, we
the
know
Citizens
it's not.
United effect hasn't kicked in yet.
Oh,
they're going heavy in the battleground.
You've got
right
voter
now.
Suppression laws. You've got an apathetic base. Do you think that when I go to the DNC and when I meet with Greg Hinton and all of these people, you don't think that Perry, knowing who Perry is, she's not going to say, y'all got a problem? And you need to deal with this. You don't think that I'm not going to do that? I'm going to do my part. That's all I can do.
As we all should.
And I'm stressed.
Does this.
Let me tell you, when every morning I go in this huge warehouse in the back of the station. It's huge. I can't wait to show you guys this Friday. But that's where I pray. That is the only place, other than when I'm in mass, that I feel that connection with God.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, that space that I am there. And I pray for him, and I pray for WVON and that station, and Melody, and all the struggles we go through. And I've seen a difference. I've seen a difference. And they used to call me Satan.
Nope. Why would they call
used to call me. They used to say, "Oh, here comes 666. Here she comes."
Wow.
She actually don't go with what they.
I say that because after Pop died, and the pain that I went through, and the fact that Dr. Bell saved my life, and the fact that I tried to walk in front of a metro train twice.
Wow.
The fact that I felt like my heart, that I had no heart. The fact that I couldn't see sunlight, that I couldn't stand to see people happy, and to see where I am today.
Hmm.
Nothing but God, baby.
Oh, we're going to have to talk.
Wow.
We're going to have to talk.
Nothing but God. And I'm not one of them holy rollers. I don't wear my face on my sleeve.
Right.
I find those people obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, that's just a little testimony for Truth Brothers. I'll never say that to you again, ever.
Wow.
But today was a big day for me. Today was a big day for me because I had to reveal things about myself on the air in front of thousands of people, to thousands of people, of why Dr. Bell meant to me, what he means to me. I had to reveal some secrets. That's not something that comes from the smalls. We're very secretive people. I'm a Scorpio. We're very secretive. but if I could stand, oh, don't laugh. But I'm telling you, if I could stand up for Dr. Bell, I knew what I had to do. It's nothing, and this is nothing but God. Nothing. And I am a devout Catholic. And that black Jesus at St. Sabina still freaks the shit out of me. That's all I want to say.
Really?
Scares the hell out of me. With those arms, it scares the hell out of me. Don't have a lot of patience for that. I talk to Father Flager all the time. He thinks I'm insane. I'm like, you all scare me. You all sing gospel music. What the hell?
Right.
I'm just telling you all the truth. But can I just say this? I have enjoyed all of you so much. This has been just, it's almost been like a cleansing thing for me. I mean, I've been able to talk about things that I haven't been able to talk about in many years. It's very freeing. I hope that when you guys come on Friday, that you're very much yourselves and that you talk about, we're going to run the gamut. I've got you guys on for an hour and a half, and that's not something I do. But I see the value in what you guys do.
See, I'm doing backflips again. You know, when she called me last week, I was working in this alley, and I told her, I said, you got to wait a minute. I got to do some backflips in this alley.
I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, because, you know, I'm always afraid. I'm like, you guys need to be on your game because, you know, the ninjas will come and kill you.
There
so,
you go.
You know, don't get on the phone with me to take care of your biz.
Oh, don't worry. Don't
but
worry.
I am very excited about this relationship.
Yeah.
And you know what? The one thing is this. I'm very real. I'm very peery. I went to Catholic schools all my life. I swear like a sailor. I can't help it. So this week, I get the news that I went to Elizabeth Seton, and it was 1,000 girls. There were only 57 of us that were black. We're having our class reunion, and they've asked me to be the guest speaker. I hated that school. But I had the best education you could ever have. Best. I'm telling you, when my parents told me, no, you're not going to Aquinas, you're going to Elizabeth Seton, it was the best decision they ever made for me because it prepared me just intellectually and just in terms of education. And these are the kind of decisions that you've got to make for your kids.
Right.
What is best for them? They might hate it. I never had a racist issue there, never had that. But I always felt like, I mean, I had a B average. I was in the bottom half of my class with a B average.
Hmm.
I was, you know, I wasn't like 257, you know, I was like after the 100, but I had a B average. It was at the bottom half of my class. It prepared me for what I'm doing today. Everything happens for a reason. It's God's work. That's all I can tell you. People think I'm crazy. They're like, oh, my God, listen to Satan talking. Oh, my God.
Right. Well,
they're like, Terry, she was the worst son of a gun in the world. But I'm going to tell you, I had an epiphany, and it was because of Dr. Bell. He asked me, Terry, what is your purpose? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us a purpose, and we had such a great time with you, and we cannot wait till Friday.
Oh, I can't wait either. I'm excited.
Tony, you still there?
I'm here.
You might as well call in.
I am here. I might try to do that, but see, I'm on the West Coast.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You
it
can
doesn't
go
matter. Get your ass up.
Can I find? I can find you at WVON on the web, right?
WVON 1690 AM. We have many callers from all over the country. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio. Go to your iHeart app. You can hear us all wherever you are. You can always find WVON.
Well, I will be finding you on Friday. Brothers, I'm so proud of you. Terry, it has been a great pleasure.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I got a chance to meet you, and I hope that we've got a new listener. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take
all
care
right.
now.
Have a great day. Bye, brothers.
All right, Terry, thank you very much. And this has been just a whole lot of fun, so we're going to leave it off like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.